Chapter 68, Business Results. For those wondering how all this actually played out, I have included here quarterly results and also some observations from about a year later. This concentration of effort around getting more jobs to have between 8 and 25 applications did indeed pay off. This was mostly the result of spreading around the applications that were being wasted by going to jobs that already had enough. At the end of the quarter, the company had raised the successful posting KPI from 37% to 41%. But the best news was that this continued to grow and ended the year at nearly 45%. This resulted in substantially decreasing employer churn from 6% down to 5.1%. As you have seen, the company attacked these problems from many different angles in the hopes that some would succeed. The approach that had the most significant impact was the job recommendations team, which was all about showing job seekers jobs the system believed they were qualified for, but the job seeker didn't realize they were. Not only did this have an immediate impact, but it continued to improve for at least two more years. On the job seeker side, they ended up making fairly fundamental changes to the workflow of first registering and then providing the first application. They were able to significantly improve the percentage of job seekers that submitted an application in the first 48 hours, from 27% to 42%, primarily by making the first application submission much easier and more integrated with the registration process. The native mobile app investment also proved valuable, and in following quarters, they better aligned the product marketing efforts to encourage more job seekers to install the app. In terms of the objective for achieving product market fit for selling to enterprises, this ended up taking two full quarters to get their six reference customers, but that did result in the company building out a direct sales channel. However, the company found that moving from selling online directly to hiring managers to selling through a direct sales force to HR organizations required much larger changes than they had anticipated. It took the better part of a year to get the necessary foundation to the level they needed it, including security and access control, data and reporting, and payment and billing. If you were to ask the product teams themselves, they would probably say their favorite result was the progress on the replatforming, which ended up taking the full 2 years, but resulted in their ability to move significantly faster and much better aligned with their efforts. Most of the platform teams had the platform product manager role covered by the tech lead. For some of the teams, this was really not a problem: infrastructure, tools, and even shared services. However, for other teams, payments and billing, data and reporting, the business complexities and constraints overwhelmed the tech leads, and the company added platform product managers to these teams later in the year. Overall, while some product teams had more success than others, the employees, leaders, and investors in this company were more than satisfied with the progress, and the level of innovation required was both acknowledged and celebrated. They still had much work to do in the years ahead as they continued to grow, but they had made real progress. Because the leaders had been very open and transparent with the executives and stakeholders in the company, several of those leaders shared with me that they had a much better appreciation for how technology products get made, especially the level of experimentation required to solve the particularly difficult problems.